Before we get started, just so you know, the first song has a bit of swearing. Thank you and enjoy.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breakdown, baby.
It's Monday, June 27th, 2016. Thanks for tuning in to the Sounds in My Head.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
They say we're a plastic society, but I don't know. Out here on the road, I keep running into nonconformists, characters. I knew someday I'd run into the one who could win the prize for stubbornness and survival against the odds. I think I just found him.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds of My Head.
Picture this, I'm a bag of dicks, put me to your lips, I am sick, I will punch a baby bear in his shit, give me lip, I'ma send you to the yard, get a stick, make a switch, I can end a conversation real quick, I am crack, I ain't lying, kick a lion in his crack, I'm the shit, I will fall off in your crib, take a shit, hit your mama on her booty, kick your dog, fuck your bitch, fat boy dressed up like he's down on and took pictures with your kids, we the best, we will cut a frowny face in your chest, little wench, I'm unmentionably fresh, I'm a man. Get correct, I will walk into a court while it wrecks, screaming yes, I am guilty, motherfuckers, I am death. Hey, you wanna hear a good joke? Nobody speak, nobody get choked.
What a fun way to open up this here episode of the show. DJ Shadow, he's back. He's got a new record, The Mountain Will Fall. That song is called Nobody Speak, and super great, featuring Run the Jewels, a.k.a. Killer Mike, on vocals right there. Super hot stuff. I mean, that song is just awesome. It's got everything you want out of a song. Really good stuff. And not super representative, I would say, of the entire album. The album itself is pretty varied. It's got your, you know, turntablism and your electronica chill wave and your occasional big beat. It's kind of got it all. It's pretty great. It's all over the place, and I like it a lot. and Nobody Speak. That actually dropped a little while ago, but I was waiting for the whole record to come out before I put anything from it on, thinking, well, there might be even more stuff I want to put on lots of, but ultimately that song really stands out. That is a fantastic track, so check it out. Pick up the album if you like it. I've been a huge DJ Shadow fan going back to Introducing, so pretty excited that he's got new material. Okay, speaking of things I'm excited about, how about Amber Arcades? She's this girl from the Netherlands who releases music as Amber Arcades, and man, is it fantastic. We're going to hear a couple tracks off of her album Fading Lines. It's awesome. We're going to hear Come With Me and Fading Lines, the title track, right now on The Sounds of My Head. This stuff's good. You're going to like it. Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
right back there. Two songs in a row by a band from either Chicago or Portland, or maybe both, called Whitney. They really good. They made up of band members primarily from the Smith Westerns and Unknown Mortal Orchestra, and really great. I love this album. It's called Light Upon the Lake, and we heard two tracks. We heard Golden Days and The Falls, both really good. A kind of unexpected sound. I really like this band. Check them out if you like those two tracks. I think they represent the album well. Pretty good stuff. Okay, speaking of other things I like a lot, how about Sonny and the Sunsets from San Francisco? He's back. He's got a new record. I should say they. I want to say he, but, you know, they're back. They got a new record. It's called Moods, Baby Moods, and it is some good stuff. It's classic Sonny and the Sunsets sounding material. You know, they got some songs with a little more 70s vibe, which I'm not playing, but I'm going to play the songs I like. That's the way the show works. And the songs are pretty short, so I'm going to put on three, just because why not? So first we're going to hear Death Cream Part 2, Watch Out for the Cream. Then we're going to hear Nightmares, and then we're going to hear My Little Death. All three very good songs and represent the album perfectly, if I do say so myself. So here we go, Sonny and the Sunsets, right now, with Death Cream Part 2, Watch Out for the Cream, Nightmares, and My Little Death. Where else but here on The Sounds of My Head?
have a tale to tell from the hereafter. I can see clearly now what I was always after. Love, oh love, just a little love. Love, oh love, just a little love. You may think I'm stupid, you may think I'm dumb, but ever since my little death, I can see what is what. Oh love, just a little love. Love, oh love, just a little love.
The UK almost never asks its citizens to vote on anything, but the EU referendum was designed to solve this really specific political problem for the Prime Minister, for David Cameron. He's a conservative, and like the Republicans here in the United States recently, he was facing this really divided party. Some conservatives in Britain hated Europe, always had. Some thought it was good for business. Cameron, personally, he had no problem with the EU.
Yeah, or at least he figured the UK would be better off inside the EU. But he knew politically he had to get this issue, in or out of the EU, off the table. He had to unite his Conservative Party. So back in 2013, he made this big speech.
We will give the British people a referendum with a very simple in or out choice. It is time for the British people to have their say. It is time for us to settle this question about Britain and Europe.
And it worked. For years it worked. The Conservatives stopped bickering so much, and Cameron got to stay Prime Minister, stay the head of his party. The Conservatives won re-election. Everything was going according to plan, except for that little promise, the promise of a vote. Eventually, he was going to have that referendum. And Tim Harford says he thought he had a shot.
Our Prime Minister, David Cameron, likes to gamble. Of course, that's backfired for him now.
Of course, this morning, David Cameron announced that he would resign later this year.
I do not think it would be right for me to try to be the captain that steers our country to its next destination.
They do love a naval metaphor.
What happened to going down with the ship? Too far.
I mean, this is the biggest humiliation for any British Prime Minister probably since the Suez Crisis of the 1950s. I mean, this is big. And David Cameron has been Prime Minister since 2010. He's been Prime Minister a long time, and he will be remembered for this and probably nothing else.
Tie with my slippers.
All right, let's catch up. It's been a little while. After Sunny and the Sunsets back there, we heard the Snails. They're from Baltimore. They're basically Future Islands, and they've got a new album that just came out recently, but I didn't play anything from that. I played songs from their Worth the Wait EP, which came out a little while ago, and I played Big Boy and Snail Trail, both really great songs off of a pretty good EP. Though it's this music that I think a lot of people like a lot more than me. I don't know, I just can't quite do it. The new album especially, I cannot listen to it somehow. And I know it's very similar to the Worth the Wait thing, but I don't know what it is. Something just like doesn't work for me. But Big Boy and Snail Trail, I like those songs a lot. And if you like them, and if you like Future Islands and stuff, you're gonna love this band. So just go check them out, even if, you know, I sound sort of lukewarm on it. Those two songs are great. I'm sure there's other stuff you like too. All right, after the Snails, we heard Monster Rally from Los Angeles. Don't know quite how to describe these people. Is it like jazz? Is it some sort of weird neo-lounge thing? Like, I don't know exactly what they're going for or how they do it or what. They have one album that's like mostly hip-hop songs. It's pretty weird, but they're really great. And I love those three songs I played. I played Lovely You, Dusty, and Moon Magic, all three from their Return to Paradise album, which I think is their strongest. Got a couple of EPs though that I really like a lot that have a lot of samples from Japan and things. It's really cool. So if you like those three songs, if you like what I've been talking over this whole episode, definitely want to check out Monster Rally because they're pretty awesome. All right, speaking of things I like a lot, how about Air? That's right, one of my favorite bands of all time, Air from Versailles, France. I don't get to play them on the show all that often because it's not like they're not just like dropping EPs and singles all the time. But they do increasingly seem to like releasing collections of their past works, which is a thing bands seem to like to do increasingly. They've got a new one. It's called 20 Years, and I guess it's, you know, marking their 20 years as a band, and here's a bunch of stuff that we already released before. But they dress it up with like, oh, but there's new material that, you know, you won't have heard before. Which, in this case, they're right, only because I somehow wasn't paying close enough attention to, like, over the years, they've re-released deluxe editions of previously released albums and whatever. So there were songs that I had never heard before this 20 years collection. They make me feel foolish because apparently they actually were previously released. If you'd bought the special enhanced version or whatever, I wasn't paying attention. But yeah, so anyway, there's some songs I hadn't heard before. They're great. And we're going to hear one of them right now finishing up the show. It's called Au Fond du Rivedori. I don't know. It's good though. And we're going to hear it right now finishing up this episode of the show with one of my favorite bands of all time, Air. That does it for this episode of The Sounds of My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Palm Village, Dizzy, and Paradise, all three by the band Monster Rally. Can't recommend those guys highly enough. Go check out their stuff. It's really cool. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can find links to everything I talk about on the show at thesoundsofmyhead.com, where you'll also find links to where you can follow me on social media, including on Spotify, where if you follow me, you can go and look for playlists, which I create with all the songs that I play on the show, so you don't have to listen to the show. You can just listen to the songs in Spotify. It's pretty easy to do that. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time on an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.